This is the best of the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. I cannot believe we are in fourth quarter here at all, in the midst of the holidays and all of that. So let's talk about what goes on your year-end checklist as you help your clients to prepare for 2023. Camille?
One of the biggest pieces that we always look each and every single year, especially closer to the year end, is making sure, number one, all of our client families have taken the appropriate required minimum distributions or those forced withdrawals from their retirement accounts. You know, this is an area that either some people kind of forget, or they may even think, oh, I have it taken care of. And so one of the things we do here at Monolith Financial Group is we run our own report and make sure, okay, have they taken the appropriate amount? And we found that sometimes some clients, they forgot about it. And so they're so thankful. They're like, thank you. Because if you don't take that required minimum distribution, that could result in a 50% penalty. No one wants that.
No.
So that is one of our biggest checklists. And then we also look at, you know, one of our key areas in our Monolith Money Map, and that's that tax efficiency. So are we doing some strategies? Are we what we call bumping our head on the top of that tax bracket to maybe convert some of our taxable money to tax-free so that in the years to come, you have more spendable income? And then last but not least, you know, any adjustments we might need to make as far as the investment strategies. We've gotten more risky? Is there an opportunity to maybe participate in the market more? Do we maybe need to go a little bit safer on investments? So this is something not only we do at the end of the year, but we do throughout the year, because it's important that, you know, you don't just wait until the last minute as well.
Yeah, you can't wait till December 31st. It's too late. Way too
late. Most places are closed, I think, on the 31st.
People are a little busy then. So I want to go back to what you said about tax efficiency, because I know you guys really work on that with people. Tell us, Jeff, what are some opportunities that we could do right now to potentially lower our tax bill for the future?
Well, there's a few things. And, one of the things, if it's been a very poor year in the market, it's called tax harvesting, and you may want to sell some of your dogs. So basically, not your puppy dogs, but you want to sell your stocks and bonds and some of your investments that may not have done so well, so you can write those off as taxes on non-qualified accounts. So that's somewhere we look at. The other one that Camille brought up was basically Roth conversions. Are you bumping your head on the tax bracket? I mean, we have clients that are filing married, bumping their head on over $350,000 tax bracket, because federally, that's still just a 24% federal tax bracket. And it wasn't that long ago that you're making somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000, $120,000, and you were at the 25% tax bracket. So it's really something that you should be talking not only to your advisor, but to your CPA, to your tax preparer. And we believe in taking advantage of taxes throughout the year. Mm-hmm. Let's not just wait till the end and scramble and try and do this. Let's put a plan together so that we're looking at it throughout the year. And then right now, you know, when you come to toward the end of the year, you're already kind of set up and know, okay, yeah, I can do another $20,000 or $30,000 Roth conversion and I'm good for the year. So it's really working with your financial advisor, but also your tax preparer, to understand how can we take advantage of some of these taxes that we have to pay.
Excellent. Now, that makes me think about somebody getting ready to retire, you know, this upcoming year. Camille, would this be a good time to discuss a strategy for how they're going to claim those benefits?
So anytime you get ready to retire and you haven't already claimed your Social Security is really a good time to discuss when should you take it, because it's not always as simple as I don't need the money and I'm just going to wait until 70. I actually hold my National Social Security Advisor certificate. So I help client families discover when is this, you know, best time to take it. I had a client of ours, and she actually retired in the middle of the year, and her income was going to drop significantly because she was just going to be taking Social Security. Well, really what we found out, because she was also then taking Medicare since she was over 65, was we had this wonderful thing called IRMA, where we had to figure out, you know, how can we show that, hey, IRS, Social Security, we're not making the same amount that we were. I need you to go ahead and readjust my Medicare Part B premium. So instead of paying over $500 for Medicare Part B, there's a form that we went ahead and we helped her file so that instead of paying $500 a month, she was only maybe paying about $107 in that Medicare Part B premium. So we really have to look at not just Social Security, but also how Medicare could be affected as well.
Well, see, there's an example right there of how Jeff and Camille can help people. I mean, it's not going to be your exact situation, of course. Everybody's different, but they are offering guidance to help you with retirement. And so here's that phone number, 916-367-6430. You can give them a call, go in and see them about your retirement questions. You know, we've talked about, you know, opportunities to potentially lower your tax bill. We've talked about discussing strategies for claiming Social Security benefits and Medicare. All of these questions that are big, big concerns in retirement, they can guide you about. 916-367-6430. That's the number to call if you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement. That would be very helpful. Jeff and Camille have helped people who saved quite a bit more than that, but that would be the minimum. So give them a call, go in and see them. You have to take them up on this complimentary appointment. Check them out too on their website, monolithfinancial.com. You're listening to the Monolith Money Show with Father Daughter Legacy Team, Jeff and Camille. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Let's get into people who are turning 72 this year, because they have to make sure they've taken those required minimum distributions. Like you guys said, there's some things they need to know.
Well, and a good point, Lou Ann, is knowing what you have to take in all your accounts. So a lot of times we'll take a look and clients will have maybe 3, 4, 5 different IRA, 401k accounts that they have to take required minimum distributions from. And so now we look at that and go, well, this one is paying you a guaranteed amount every year. And this one over here is losing money. And this one over here hadn't done very much. So why don't we take it from the ones that aren't doing that well and let the ones that are doing well continue to do well? And most people are pretty shocked at that. They think that they have to take a required minimum distribution from each account, but basically you add up all your total distributions that you're supposed to take, and you could take it from one account or two accounts, or you could take it from all the different accounts. We also do set up for our clients the ability to maybe take those distributions throughout the year. So now they're taking a monthly withdrawal that adds up to their required minimum distributions. And I can't tell you how many clients are excited about that, and they like that extra monthly income. And then one of the things we also will show them is that we can take taxes from that distribution in advance so that they're not worried about having to pay a big tax bill at the end of the year. So it's really about your plan and how you want us to design your plan for you.
That's awesome. Now, Camille, are there any options for minimizing those RMDs so we can potentially lower our taxes?
One of the strategies Jeff had discussed before is, you know, Roth conversions. That can lessen what you have to take out for future RMDs. One of the strategies I really like is what's called a qualified charitable distribution. And it's a way for you, if you don't need that required minimum distribution as income, you can actually gift that straight to the charity or church, and it has to go directly to them. But now you're able to give that to that organization, and also it doesn't count on your taxes, but you're still satisfying that RMD. And it's a strategy that a lot of our clients have implemented and use. So we love that one.
If someone's working with a financial professional, but they haven't started talking to them about financial tactics for 2023 or maybe even getting together, what should we do?
Well, that's easy, Luann. Give Monolith Financial Group a call today. So call 916-367-6430. Have your 15-minute call with us or book a time, come in, and we'll help put together that Monolith financial plan for you. It's a roadmap that you will be able to adjust throughout your retirement. Call us now, 916-367-6430.
This has been the best of the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday and Sunday. And to find out more about the team, go to their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.